Now we're on 7. All right, so to make your story more entertaining, what if somebody tells your character that he can't do something? Puts some kind of thwart against him, which is generally what the antagonist is all about, right? The character wants to do something he's told he can't. What do you feel like when you're told you can't do something? Even if it's not quite the right thing to do, you still want to do it a lot of times, right? You want to move past that obstacle. And if your character has got this forward momentum and somebody's trying to stop it, the character wants to keep going, and we want him to keep going too. So create that situation and then just amplify that feeling so the reader is carried along feeling the same thing. So maybe they say he doesn't have it in him, that it's against the rules, it goes against the family dynamics. They don't even have to say it, but it's like, well, your brother would be ruined if you do this, but there's this dilemma. There's conventions, there's technology, just things like getting on a plane without proper documentation. You're trying to go forward and that's stopping you, and it's like, you just want to go forward. It's like, get out of the way. And so they might try to reason and hide and plea and run and overpower and trick, anything they can do to try to get that to happen. And so we're going to be invested with the adrenaline of pushing past the obstacles, getting it to happen, and especially if there's some kind of a deadline and he's rushing towards it. And so the deadline is really important because of this ticking clock. That's particularly good in thrillers, of course. All right, 8, just unpredictability. So you don't really want to lay all your characters out in this nice archetypal pattern. And then this one always symbolizes this, and this one always does this, and this is how this one acts. Now you want at least 2, if you can, on each level, and as many different facets as you can on each character description, unless they're just the waitress bringing them coffee or something. You want them to have an array of surprising behaviors. So at first we think we know how they're going to act, and then they do something that seems out of character, and we don't know how to interpret that. Does that mean they're lying? Does that mean they're lying to themselves? Are they lying for a good purpose or for a bad purpose? Is that just really another part of them that is coming out in this circumstance? So that kind of thing to think about, is it's fulfilling for the reader. So you want your characters, therefore, to be not usually too just normally controlled. I mean, if it's somebody who's going to be solving a crime, for example, the protagonist, you do want this character to be very even-keeled and make great decisions. But as many characters as you can, give them a lot of impulsivity and make them confrontational, contrarian. They don't answer the questions that they're asked. They'll deflect and ask another question or say another statement. And then we're just wondering, what's going on here exactly? But we see it as this human confrontation of forces rather than agreement of yes, this. Yes, this, I see, yes, and then there's this. And it just makes it more urgent, and we don't know which way it's going to go, and they're maybe yelling at each other, trying to establish dominance. There's this push-pull against each other, trying to have hierarchy, trying to overpower. And that keeps it unpredictable.